This week is about really raising awareness internally and externally about the diversity work we do within the club, about some of the initiatives that we've run in the past and some of the ones that we want to run into the future. So it's really about creating a bigger scale awareness and focus compared to last year when we had one game where we had some messaging and we had some pre-game build-up, but this time it's about trying to have five themes over 5 days.
You put a lot into it in regards to different forms of media, of branding it, advertising it, getting stories, finding things out. So what are the sort of themes and the focuses you're looking at?
Sure, so there's five areas we're looking at, which are sexuality, age, gender, disability and ethnicity. And internally we've got an equality and diversity team. So for about 5 months now we've been working internally at this week and our 1 March game, which is West Brom next Saturday. And really we've been looking at how in each of those areas can we raise awareness in the best form, whether that be Jan Benarek going to visit a local Polish club who do great work with the community, the English and the Polish community, and trying to use football to bridge that gap between the two. We're also looking at female fans and their experience of coming to St Mary's today versus what it was like when they used to come maybe in the mid-70s, you know, and the FA Cup games, and how things have changed over time about being a female fan. So we've put a lot of work and effort into really finding the best areas that will actually raise awareness to a wider range of people as possible, which is why we've chosen those five areas this week.
Now, as a layman who doesn't study these things, I would imagine age is an easy one for football. Sex, I think there's a good amount of women come into football games. I don't think that's... I mean, maybe that's not the biggest challenge. Ethnicity may be a bigger challenge. And diversity, of course, in all other forms. So what are the biggest hurdles for you? How do you actually make an impact as a football club?
I think that the biggest hurdle is actually letting people know that St Mary's or our training grounds or all the locations where we actually have a presence, so we work in a number of schools, that actually it's you don't need to be a football fan, first of all. You know, you can be somebody from any background and you're welcome at St Mary's or you're welcome at our training ground. So the biggest hurdle is actually letting people know that this is somewhere that's accessible for somebody with a disability, for example, that it's accessible for somebody who maybe doesn't originate from the UK to begin with. And actually that's the biggest thing. So we're working with those communities. And in another example, we're working with the Southampton Council of Faiths to say, actually, are there any barriers that stop people who have a particular faith coming to football? So we're trying, as I say, as a football club to expand our horizons and say, look, we want to get all of our locations just as welcoming as possible. So how can we do that? Well, the best way is to engage with all of these local communities and local groups to find out what's stopping people coming to games or to training.
Have you already got all the facilities in place to cover those bases, or do you need to improve as a club as well along the way, or will you get that feedback?
We're improving, certainly. So two areas we've done, particularly around the disability side in the last 12 months. So we've opened our Changing Places facility, which is great. So we're one of the first Premier League clubs to have done that. But also we've now got a sensory room open. So that started at the beginning of this season. So for people who maybe have autism or have trouble watching football or difficulty watching with large crowds or with noise, this gives them the opportunity to come to a game and to start to get used to that environment. So that's an area where we know that there's always things we can improve on, but we think we've made some great strides in that area. But the ethnicity one is an interesting one as well for us. You know, there's a very big Polish community in Southampton, and actually from the fan surveys that we've been doing, that's brought that to the forefront for us. And so that's why, you know, Jan has gone out and done some work with that group, which we'll be showing later in the week during a video. So those are things. So actually, some of the research that we're doing is helping us to improve. So we don't think that we know it all. We think there's more that we can do, but it's actually, again, working with these groups, doing fan surveys and so on to actually give us the knowledge that we need.
And just finally, how do you make sure this is not just a branding exercise and that actually you make an impact? What's going to be the proof in the pudding?
So there's a couple of things. One is, as I mentioned, the fan survey. So each year, or each time we do a survey, we look to increase not only the response rates, but one of the things we always ask our fans is things that we can start, stop and keep doing. So depending on the results from those, that gives us good feedback about how well we're doing as well. The Premier League equally have quite a lot of focus in this area, so they continually monitor us and make sure that what we're doing actually is on track with their own values. So we also have, you know, everything we do from an equality perspective, we debrief and we feedback and say, actually, should this be something we should keep doing? Actually, should we change our focus? So whatever we do, we've got some method to look at and say whether we're on the right track or not. So yeah, from our perspective, it's a really good initiative. It's one we're passionate about at the club, but we're always open to ideas and we're always looking for fan involvement. So, you know, one thing I would say is anybody who wants to discuss any of the topics that we raise next week, please get in touch with our equality and diversity team via our supporter relations. We'd love to hear from people.